Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode on Off Canny.
I want to hang out with you guys.
You just watched him drink his own piss.
I didn't drink it, I just splurched it in my mouth.
Off Canny, I think, is one of the most severely underrated channels on YouTube. It is a bit mature for some audiences, but their content is just absolutely hilarious. To describe it in their own words, they said they're an absurdist improvisational comedy channel in the vein of Adult Swim's programming.
Nailed it.
Basically, they are one of the funniest channels on YouTube. They are a bit of a mature version of the Try Guys, I would say. They do different activities, but they are just have such an awkward, hilarious humor. It borders on, you know, being insane, but they are very, very funny people. And I found myself laughing so hard at their videos. I don't know about you guys, but when I am alone watching something or taking in content, it is not many times that I laugh out loud. Truly. I don't LOL much. I don't lol. When I'm scrolling through Instagram or on YouTube, there is not many times when I find something funny and I give it more than a just like a blow air out of my nose and chuckle internally. If I do, it's always a fake laugh because I feel like I should. And even with people, I don't laugh that hard that often, truly. But this channel has absolutely killed me more than once. It is a channel where I have been watching it and literally died from laughter. I've been laughing so hard just at how awkward it is, and they keep me entertained video after video after video, and this has happened multiple times.
So what are some things that we should not talk about?
Not talk about?
Yeah, give me, aside from politics, religion, these are hot button issues that don't necessarily fit in any one of those categories, but it's something that might be offensive to someone.
9/11.
Yes.
Later that video.
Do you perhaps like alcohol?
I do like alcohol.
Would you like some?
Sure, yeah.
Can I see your ID?
Yeah.
2000? So you don't remember 9/11?
No.
So the general form for Off Canny is the owner is Jacob. So Jacob is in every video pretty much, and he goes and tries an activity. Some of them include camping, acting, golf, ghost hunting, the Marines, stripping, knights, boxing, sumo, samurai, dates. That's pretty much all of them. But they try an activity. And as you can hear from what I just listed, a lot of them are out of the ordinary, such as having stripping and sumo in the same list of activities you're trying. But they are super, super funny. And this is because with this improvisational bit comes an awkwardness that I've seen nowhere else other than, like, sitcoms. They somehow bring this awkward-type humor that is just absolutely hilarious every time. Like, it is the type of awkwardness, I would describe it from The Office. If you've ever seen The Office, there are some scenes where you could grab the awkwardness, it is so thick in the room. You could cut it with a knife. It's like tension, but it's just that awkward. And you find it the same way here. I did their most recent video 5 days ago was on dates, where they were taught manners. And then they went on five dates with, like, I don't know, actors they hired who had no idea what was going on. But there are some moments in that video where it is just, I don't even know how to describe how awkward it is, and it makes me laugh so hard because that is my type of humor.
What kind of pizza do you like?
A piece of cake.
Oh, I'm really just like waiting for you to laugh.
I'm very nervous.
What could make you laugh?
I don't know, maybe a kiss on the lips. I'm sorry.
That would make you laugh?
I'm sorry.
Why would you laugh?
And they nail it every time. They have that same dynamic where Jacob is very good in the role that he plays. He is able to kind of be awkward sometimes while still having a personality and being able to be loud. And also being at the same time the docile one. He's kind of a jack of all trades when it comes to, I don't know if you would call it character development, but when it comes to character development.
I believe what I'm trying to say is that Jacob has very good range in what role he can play in videos.
He is able to fit into a lot of roles, and he's very personable always. And I find him hilarious for that. Now, as for some of the people in the videos. The video started off with Jacob's and all of them, since he's the owner, but it started off with Jacob and Alec. I don't know who his relation to Alec, but they started off, they did like the first four videos, which were like all 2 years ago. Those were really funny. Jacob took a bit of the more... See, some videos, it was weird because he took some of like... There's the first one, business. He takes a more docile role, and you know, Alec kind of pushes the craziness. Then, We Bought a Car. That is a video about them buying a car, this horrible car, and just treating it horribly. And it is such a dumb concept, but for some reason, Jacob just pouring drinks into the back of the car, also spray painting Alec in the mouth, has just made me absolutely crack up, not being able to uncontrollably laugh. I find it hilarious. But then, like I said, the video before, he is docile. And then they continue through their dynamic switches and all of that. Eventually, I've talked about how important a rotating cast of characters is. I have talked about that you need one if you have that base idea and then throw a rotating cast of characters in. You are successful, and that is exactly what they did. Because the next person that you see is Garrett.
So before we start anything further, can you tell me if you've had any acting experience before?
I acted like I liked my father once.
Garrett is then added in a DIY chemical warfare. And he is just and becomes absolutely insane. If Alec had crazy energy, he just goes beyond that tenfold, and it is just, I don't even know how to describe him. It is beyond anything I have ever seen. I would be scared of him if I met him in real life. But yeah, he is insane, and then Jacob becomes, even though Jacob is kind of crazy as well, Jacob becomes more of the reasonable one. Then we first get introduced to Trevor Modest Cube in a cooking, which was 1 year ago. We're having a 1,000 Thanksgiving cook-off, which that one, again, still a very hilarious video. And then, yeah, very funny. And in other videos, there is an instructor sometimes, so you also have that dynamic. But the instructor to the members of Off-Canny dynamic is very funny because they don't really know what's going on. You get the sense of that a lot. So Off-Canny is making jokes while the instructor is kind of sitting there like, what is going on? One of the, at least in my opinion, the funniest things that I've ever seen happen on this channel is they did acting. And they were supposed to do the scene, they were supposed to be in a romantic relationship or something. But I don't know, it was interesting, they prepared for it, you're like, ha ha ha. And then Jacob comes on and he says,
hey, it's 4 a.m. I'm editing this video, it comes out today. This next bit is really cringy, and not in a funny way, in a like, ooh mama kind of way. And I don't know what to do with it, but cut it. I'm sorry. I love you.
And you're like, okay. Well, that must have been pretty bad, but I'm glad he cut it out, because, you know, you still want to watch something that's bearable and to the point where you just can't even get through it. But then, with no context to that scene whatsoever, since he did eventually cut it out, they say this.
She said no licking. It's distracting to the audience.
And just to know that something had to happen for that to be in a clip in the video, and he had to cut that whole part out, it just makes you wonder the lengths they went to be awkward. And it is just, oh my god, without context, it's just so funny for them to say that, and it is hilarious. And they have done other funny videos where they have just put themselves on the line for, like, pretty much physically. And then the Marines one, they got pepper sprayed, or a version of pepper sprayed. And the We Bought a Car one, they set off a smoke bomb in the car and the car caught on fire. In the We Play Golf one, Alec and Garrett try to toss Jacob into a pond so he gets golf balls. In the Forceful Fitness surprise, they get kidnapped. In the We Went Camping, Jacob accidentally bear maces himself.
Adrian, bear mace. We gotta go. Fucking go. Drive. I got something in my eye. It blew back. It's fine. It's fine. I'll be a man about it. Oh my god, I'm such an idiot. I got it in my eye. Oh, it's in both eyes now.
You'll be okay. You'll be okay.
I know I'll be okay. I sprayed him so much more.
And also swings an axe mere inches from Garrett's stomach. Yeah. We learned to box. Pretty self-explanatory, the danger there. We became knights. You have basically a deranged actor from Craigslist to attack them. While Schlatt watches by. We became sumo wrestlers. There is, I think, a 600-pound sumo wrestler involved in that video. So, basically, you're starting to get a gist. Oh, also, in a video that is now taken down, which had Too Mad in it, which they did stuntman stuff, Too Mad gets set on fire. So, yeah, they are willing to put themselves on the line, and that is another component that I think kind of started coming with Garrett. It became a lot more physically dangerous, and they did try cigarettes in one, too, before Garrett, but yeah, it became a bit more intense and a bit more slapstick, but their slapstick, I think, is very funny. Sometimes actually concerning, like when Jacob swung an axe very close to Garrett's stomach, but hilarious at the same right. And since they are willing to go that far, and obviously you're not, I talk about that, you know, we go to YouTube to see stuff that we wouldn't do. Going camping with friends isn't exactly something we want to do. But that level of physical danger is something we wouldn't, so added on, that's where you get the uniqueness. And it is very funny. Now going on for other guests, they had one in the workout, one in the camping, who don't remake an appearance. They had that one with Too Mad, like I said, they got removed. They had one with Jay Schlatt, which is very, very funny. They are learning how to be medieval knights, and Jay Schlatt has a gun. When they did sumo wrestling, Ted Nivison was there. We've done an episode on, and that one was honestly maybe one of the funniest ones out there. A Modest Key, by the way, comes back as a bit of a regular. But they are sumo wrestling with this like big sumo wrestler, and this sumo wrestler keeps saying like that Ted Nivison has like potential to be like super, super good. You're like, oh, okay, and he's like doing well, and it looks like he's doing good. But then they do a match against each other, Jacob and Ted. And Ted's really tired, so Jacob ends up winning. Instead of congratulating Jacob for winning in any right, or even mentioning his name at all, they continue to praise Ted.
In the matchup between you two guys, yeah. Jacob's the winner.
It is what it is.
Anyone can clap.
Yeah. Yama does think, Ted, that you have a massive potential in sumo if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, if I was in shape.
Stamina.
Yeah.
No, your leg work, your aggressive attack,
And it is just hilarious. I find it so funny. Now, the most well-made video is probably We Learn to Box, where it's almost like a documentary of sorts, where they go through boxing training to this boxing match, and Jacob's like traditional, but he also is struggling, I think, real life, losing his girlfriend. They broke up, but it is absolutely, again, hilarious. I think it is super funny. Highly recommend that one. That one is well-made. It is an emotional journey at the same time while being funny. It shows that they actually almost have a filmmaker side to them, but I do enjoy it and think it is pretty funny. A bit of a sub-series they have is called Tipsy Kitchen, where they make recipes while tipsy or under the influence in some way. One is Jacob made a drunk chicken sandwich recipe, which looked very good.
Good. It's just equal parts egg and buttermilk. Make a good buttermilk base. You put it in the chicken, you let it soak for like 45 minutes, 60 minutes before you put in the flour. And then you fucking fry it in peanut oil. Gotta be peanut oil. It tastes so much better. Was I talking weird? No, actually. I know my hands were high up, but was I talking weird? No. Funny.
Garrett made a spam musubi, stoned, and then Trevor made a pizza while drunk, but it didn't exactly look like he knew what he was doing before drinking, unlike the others. So, I don't know if I would trust his recipe alone still. But those are all really funny videos and definitely a different type. Overall, this is a very quick podcast, but I find them all very, very funny. So that's what I wanted to say there. On Apple Podcasts, thank you to Lucy for the wonderful review. Thank you to ZLLSMXB for the wonderful review as well. I really appreciate it, guys. I will continue trying to do what I love. And videos like these, as well as the Minecraft ones, I really enjoy that you guys like them as well. I will continue to make great ones, hopefully. And I'm also trying to grow a TikTok, as well as bringing YouTube up to speed, so look out for that. Goodbye.